The money is in the recently passed federal budget. U.S. Senator Herb Kohl and 8th District Representative Steve Kagan got the earmark for the Green Bay Police Department's $800,000. Chief Jim Art says he's surprised the money came through.
I'm kind of giddy. I'm so amazed that this is happening this quickly for us.
Arts will use $450,000 to install dashboard cameras in all 40 of his department's marked squad cars. There are already some surveillance cameras in the city, notably on the bridges that span the Fox River. But Arts says other cameras are either dummies or just don't work anymore. He'll spend another $100,000 to install functioning security cameras in public places downtown, including City Hall and police headquarters.
I don't want to tell you that there's some cameras outside this building right now that don't operate, but they don't. And if you look at them, they look like boat anchors. So it's going to be used to repair some of the equipment, enhance some of the other equipment.
Art says his department will study where to put the cameras, though he expects some will be installed along a boardwalk that's being built along the Fox River. The rest of the federal allotment, $240,000, will go to upgrade the Green Bay Police Department's gun training range. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.